Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, one day before the great debates. Will they be great? Will they be significant? Will there be a comeback by Ron DeSantis, the main challenger to President Donald Trump for the Republican nomination for president? Juan Williams thinks that Ron DeSantis could be this year's comeback kid. We'll be speaking to Juan Williams coming up of Fox News later on the Michael Medved Show. We're also going to be speaking to Henry Olson of the Washington Post, who says it's about time that everybody, yes, including Democrats who are very skeptical about the whole issue, began to take the Hunter Biden involvement with his father very seriously, because it could be a devastating scandal that completely derails the Biden presidency. We'll be speaking to Henry Olson of the Ethics and Public Policy Center coming up on the Michael Medved Show. There's also a piece in the Washington Post that basically says American democracy is cracking. It's breaking. It's not functioning. And just about the only thing that Americans seem to be able to agree on is that our governmental system doesn't work. Why not? The Washington Post takes the radical position that it's because of failings in the Constitution that nobody has the guts to approach or to fix. What are some of them? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. And what does the tattoo revolution, where there is now a Pew Research study that suggests that one-third of all Americans have tattoos, and about 20% of Americans have more than one. And that's going up. It's going up particularly among young people. The only group of people not getting inked tend to be elderly. What does that mean politically? What's the division on tattoos and politics? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. And good news about detecting COVID-19. Apparently dogs, it has now been established, can detect COVID-19 infections faster and more accurately than conventional technology, according to the new research. We will cover that as well. But first up, there was a quick trip, and it was a quick trip, less than 24 hours total, for the President of the United States to travel, what is it? It's 7,000 miles for the President of the United States to go from Washington, D.C. out to Lahaina and Maui. Well, he made the trip. And the headline in the Wall Street Journal, Biden pledges aid for devastated Maui. And the lead says that President Biden, having known what happened to President Bush because he didn't pay quick, rapid, and meaningful public attention to the devastations of Hurricane Katrina, it wrecked his presidency. Could the problem in Maui have the same impact on Biden? The Wall Street Journal says President Biden visited wildfire-ravaged Lahaina on Monday and pledged that the effort to rebuild would be guided by local wishes. The country grieves with you, stands with you, Biden said in brief remarks near the iconic Lahaina banyan tree. The President and First Lady Jill Biden met with first responders, emergency personnel, and state and local officials during their visit. They walked through some of the burned-out streets, seeing blackened remains of homes with the air still smelling of ash. One of the things that helped President Biden visually is he's about 6 feet tall. And the governor of Hawaii and the governor's wife, Dr. Josh Green, who is the governor of Hawaii, is not a tall person. And so when you see them walking together, Biden sort of towers over the other people. But in terms of his rhetorical eloquence, he didn't particularly tower over everybody. In fact, it is more incomprehensible and somewhat incoherent description of his emotions. For instance, this effort to console the victims of the Hawaiian wildfires and the devastation in Lahaina on the island of Maui. This is 4.1.
I don't want to compare difficulties, but we have a little sense, Jill and I, what it's like to lose a home. Years ago, now 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a sunny Sunday, and lightning struck at home on a little lake. It's outside of our home, not a lake, a big pond, and hit a wire and came up underneath our home into the heating ducts, the air conditioning duct. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat. But all kidding aside, I watched the firefighters, the way they responded.
Okay. Again, he's trying to sound sympathetic, but does this make sense? And again, we all know about the 67 Corvette, which was a gift from his father, and that he's has very passionate feelings about. Okay. But really, is this comparable, a fire that almost started, to the kind of losses that people have undergone in Maui, where they now say there are 119 people who died? There's still more than 800 who are still unaccounted for, missing. At a separate event on the island, he also brought up past tragedy, would seem to have almost no connection with what the people in Maui have experienced. This, again, is the President of the United States.
We surveyed the damage from the air as well. The devastation is overwhelming. To date, 114 dead, hundreds of people unaccounted for. I remember when I got the call, my first wife and daughter, I was a young senator, and I got a call in Washington. I hadn't been sworn in yet. I wasn't old enough. And I was hiring staff in the Capitol at Teddy Kennedy's office. And I got a phone call saying from my fire department, and the young first responder kind of panicked, "You got to come home. There's been an accident." So what happened? He said, "Your wife, she's dead. Come home. Come home." The tractor trailer had broadsided her and killed her in a car accident, along with my little daughter, and I remember all the way down from Washington home wondering what a lot of people here are wondering. What about my two boys? How are they? They were in the car. I never got a read on that. Were they going to be all right? They were badly injured. Were they going to make it? Had they made it? Until I walked into the emergency room and I saw that they were there.
Okay, obviously this is an unspeakable tragedy that occurred right before he was sworn in at age 30 as a U.S. senator in 1972. And a horrible thing. His wife had been out Christmas shopping, and there was this accident. And obviously, it's the defining element of his life. If you lose your baby daughter and your wife, and you're left with two badly injured sons, one of whom has also died tragically of glioblastoma, I believe it was, a brain tumor, and the other of whom is Hunter. And again, the Biden family tragedies are painful, but does this help? I mean, if you're trying to console, the one thing that we should be hearing about is something that at least they cover in the Wall Street Journal, is the commitment of funds and of rebuilding. Speaking to residents at the Lahaina Civic Center, Biden pledged federal aid. We're going to get it done for you. We're going to get it done for the way you want it done, he said as the audience applauded. What does that mean? We'll get to that coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, everything is connected in recent history. Joe Biden made a quick trip out to Maui to try to comfort people about the indescribable tragic losses that people experienced with over 100 people confirmed now dead of the more than 2,000 people missing at the beginning of the disaster response, more than 1,280 have since been located and are considered safe, said the mayor of Maui County, who's been in a great deal of trouble. He's gotten a great deal of criticism. His name is Richard Bisson. This is 2 weeks after the fire, nearly. And one of the things that people remember about this, there's a piece by Tevi Troy, who's a presidential historian. He's director of the Presidential Leadership Initiative at the Bipartisan Policy Center and the author of Shall We Wake the President? Two Centuries of Disaster Management from the Oval Office. And he talks about the experience of George W. Bush, who was on vacation when the horror of Hurricane Katrina hit. He writes, the scenario in Maui is reminiscent of the one George W. Bush faced 18 years ago during Hurricane Katrina, which devastated New Orleans and the Gulf region. Mr. Bush was vacationing at his Crawford, Texas ranch. He initially didn't go to New Orleans. Sound familiar? Citing the legitimate excuse also used by Biden that presidential visits require first responders to divert resources from rescue efforts to presidential logistics and security. That's part of what Biden said. He said that the reason he had given his answer no comment when he was asked to comment, and he was getting into his car, and he said no comment about the Maui fires, and part of the reason he didn't rush out there immediately is because he said he didn't want to get in the way. Okay, fair enough. Mr. Bush did, however, return from Crawford to Washington. On that trip, he flew over the affected area for 35 minutes. The resulting picture of him looking down on devastated New Orleans, but not stopping there, was one of the worst images of his presidency. Mr. Bush clearly botched the initial response to the disaster. A president gets one shot to show compassion, and Mr. Bush missed it. And President Biden, well, it's a different situation, of course, and it is the scale of the homelessness and the dislocation is not comparable, partially because New Orleans is a big city, and Lahaina is not. And yet the suffering and the horror and the connection with big international issues like climate change, it's all there, and it's part of it. And obviously, Joe Biden could have done better. What's an example of doing better with this kind of thing? In 2012, when Barack Obama was running for re-election against Mitt Romney, if you look at the exit polling, the reason he won that election was because of his handling of the tropical storm Sandy that had devastated the New York, New Jersey area. And you may remember that somebody else who's much in the news today, the governor of New Jersey at the time, Chris Christie, appeared with the president. They both looked concerned and compassionate. They toured the area. And it's not quite true that that Chris Christie kissed Barack Obama, but he gave him a big hug. And that was a leading Republican and the Democratic president. And when you actually read the exit polling from that particular campaign, it was a very close race, and it ended up being a close result between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. But when it came to the percentage of people who said that their main issue that led them to vote was the president's handling of a tropical storm Sandy, for which Obama got lots of praise, including praise from Chris Christie, was over 10% of the total electorate, which was more than the difference, considerably more than the difference, between Obama and Romney in that race. Joe Biden isn't going to get any benefits like that from his, I'm sure, well-intentioned, but less than inspiring efforts to try to connect with the devastation in Lahaina. Tevi Troy, in his piece about George Bush, says, less remembered is the care Mr. Bush sowed the area after his initial flop. He visited the area repeatedly. When he went to commemorate the first anniversary of Katrina, it was his 13th visit in the region since the hurricane attack. First Lady Laura Bush joined her husband, her 14th trip to the area. The administration directed significant resources to the region as well, $140 billion on recovery. In the aftermath of the hurricane and the institution of a charter school program and other school reforms in New Orleans, Mr. Bush had insisted that the system not only be rebuilt but improved. City graduation rates grew to 78% in 2021 from 56% in 2005. In other words, President Bush made up for it. He didn't get credit for it. He's a Republican president, and Republican presidents tend not to get generous treatment by news media. But surely President Biden is going to have to do something more for a very Democratic state, by the way. Hawaii is arguably the most Democratic state in the country, and his connection with Hawaii not enhanced by, well, it's not enhanced either by his announcement of a new student debt repayment program called the SAVE Plan. This is after the Supreme Court struck down Biden's initial student loan debt consolation plan. Here's the president speaking briefly about his new scheme, Clip 7.
Today I'm proud to announce a new program called the SAVE Plan. It's the most affordable student loan plan ever. And here's how it works. To pay back that loan, you had to pay 10% of your discretionary income. That's all the income available to you after you pay for food, housing, and all your basic needs. Under my new plan, reducing that payment to just 5% of your disposable income. That's going to save the typical borrower around $1,000 a year. It's going to give borrowers a little bit more breathing room. And if your annual income is less than $30,000, your monthly payment will be zero until it gets above $30,000. As long as you pay what you owe under this plan, you'll no longer see your loan balance grow because of unpaid interest. Under the SAVE plan, monthly payments are based on your income, not your student loan balance.
And who's going to pay for all of this? The American taxpayer. Meanwhile, there continues to be reconsideration of what's going on regarding...
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case.
He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fannie Willis, who he referred to as a radical left district attorney. Trump was charged last week with racketeering in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. I'm Dave Collins.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage during Wednesday night's presidential debate in Milwaukee. Kentucky. While DeSantis is considered the strongest candidate to challenge the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump, recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis. Officials are warning people who sustained damage due to Tropical Storm Hillary to look out for scam artists. One of the most common scams is a phone call from somebody pretending to be a government official attempting to take a tally of those affected by the storm. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the horrors in the island of Maui in the state of Hawaii. They're not quite horrors in California, but a great deal of discomfort because of Tropical Storm Hillary. That's spelled with one L, not two L's like the politician. There's also self-imposed stupidity. Because after all, it is California, which gives us a chance to honor a school board for Concord High School. This is the Mount Diablo Unified School District in the East Bay area around San Francisco. They get a Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
Okay, this is incredible, because... This doesn't involve anything involving Native Americans. We talked to you a couple of days ago about the Native American Guardians Association, who have partitioned to put an end to the change of name of the Washington Redskins. And I can say it because this Indian organization wants the Redskins to return. And instead of following the Commanders, they are now the Washington Commanders. And like the Cleveland Indians are now the Guardians. Okay. What was the problem in Concord High School? Well, this is the way that it's covered in local news in the Bay Area. This is clip 16.
The Concord High Minutemen are no more. By a vote of 4-1, the board of the Mount Diablo Unified School District voting Wednesday to approve a new mascot for the school. Starting next year, they'll become the Bears.
What I support is making sure that our that our students feel connected to our schools, that students have a voice, and that students go through a process.
Adam Clark is the district superintendent. He says discussions over the change have been happening for years after the district decided to replace human mascots with non-human ones. The goal was to make them more inclusive.
It's okay, can we stop there for a moment? How does a non-human mascot make you feel more inclusive? Unless you are a bear. How is that? Is it the kids say, oh, yeah, they weren't really honoring me because they had the Minutemen, but now that they have the Bears, oh, that speaks to me. That's who I am. That's who I really am. I don't even know if they have a lot of Bears in Concord High School in the Mount Diablo Unified School District. In any event, the story goes on.
On human ones. The goal was to make them more inclusive.
It's time for new attitudes, and if changing a mascot will make students feel welcome, embraced, and empower them to participate more at their school, then I will support this.
One of the concerns among those who called for change is the Minutemen holding a musket at a time when shootings are top of mind for many students. Other issues come from the use of the word men.
With the term men, then what about our female students? They're not represented.
Not everyone agrees with the changes, though.
Okay, not everyone agrees with the changes. They actually speak to a student named Matthew Dashner, who's a recent graduate. He was on the committee involved in the mascot change. He says even though the student body voted to become Bears, he believes that was only because the status quo wasn't an option. Keep the Minuteman! They never asked us if we liked our current mascot or if we wanted to change it. We were just told that it had to change. Now listen to this. The cost to change the mascot is estimated to be around $200,000. Think about the improvements that could be made, I don't know, in the library, in the athletic field, something like that for $200,000, rather than going from this handsome Minuteman mascot, which has been there forever, and going to the Bears. It's kind of the identity of our teams. We fight. We fight even when we're down and the odds are stacked against us. We keep going. That's like how our country was created. The Minutemen, he said. Okay, this is patriotic. And what is the purpose of the more inclusive idea of the Bears? See, this is part of what I think is bothering people about life in these United States right now. The idea that stuff happens and you aren't really given any say in it. As the student points out, Matthew Dashner, at Concord High School, they never even had a chance to say, leave the damn mascot alone. Leave it alone. And again, the idea that this is a reason to spend $200,000 extra dollars. In Montgomery, Alabama, and this is from radio station or for TV station WSFA, along with new names, two Montgomery public schools also have new logos and mascots. Dr. Percy Julian High School's mascot will be a phoenix. JAG High School's mascot will be a jaguar. No official colors have been announced. In November 2022, the school board voted 5-2 in favor of Montgomery's Public School Superintendent Melville Brown's recommendation of renaming Robert E. Lee High School to Dr. Percy Julian High School. Okay, understand that. It's Montgomery, and Montgomery is very substantial. I believe it's about half black, half white, the city. Jefferson Davis High School was changed to JAG High School, and which is an acronym for Judge Frank Johnson, Ralph Abernathy, and Robert Gretz. According to the Alabama Department of Education, nearly 80% of the MPS's student population is black or African American. Many former and current students have come forward saying that these names have long been a reminder of the South's racist past. Okay, that you can understand, but that's not a problem with the Minutemen unless you identify with the with the British who the Minutemen were confronting. And again, the whole obsession in the country now with looking at our past and acknowledging some of the horrors of our past. And yes, slavery is a horror. Slavery was a massive crime. It was universal around the world. It needed elimination. It didn't belong in the United States. As a number of people like George Wythe said at the Constitutional Convention way back in 1787. And do I think it's I can understand why you wouldn't want base high schools or schools honoring Confederates for the dishonorable decision to attack the United States, of which they were, many of the military people were officers. Yeah, that's understandable. But again, then to be going after Minutemen, a different priority. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One of the symptoms of a nation that seems to be coming apart is taking symbols a little bit too seriously. And that's part of what the story is with the Concord High School Minutemen now becoming the Concord High School Bears. And again, the idea that you wouldn't want to honor the Minutemen who did play a serious role in Americans fighting for independence, okay. That's one thing. But there's another thing. It's a terribly sad story, and it's a story that we've gotten more perspective on since we talked about it yesterday. And this is also in California, and it's actually also in a part of California, like Concord High School, that isn't intensely urban or anything of that nature, there's this story about Cedar Glen, California, and the very sad story of somebody who was a shopkeeper. She was a clothing designer, and she had set up a store called Magpie, and Mag period Pie, P-I. I'm not sure what the origins are, but the woman who had set up the store, 66 years old, was killed. And the suspect accused of fatally shooting a Cedar Glen store owner last week during a dispute over a pride flag had shared anti-LGBTQ plus posts on social media, according to authorities. The shooting happened on Friday, that's this last Friday, August 18th, at the Magpie clothing store near Lake Arrowhead. Investigators say that the shooter, who is 27 years old, he's now dead. His name was Travis Ikeguchi. 27 years old, he shot and killed 66-year-old Laura Ann Carlton because she displayed a pride flag outside her business. Actually, she had several pride flags. They weren't huge, but you couldn't miss them. During a Monday afternoon press conference, San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus said a 9/11 caller told dispatchers Ikeguchi cut down the flag while he argued with Carlton before shooting her. He also said the suspect yelled many homophobic slurs toward Carlton, who is not gay. She's the mother of nine. She has a husband she's been married to for 28 years. Ikaguchi fled the scene on foot, but he was found by sheriff's deputies close to Carlton's store, where after pulling his weapon on the deputies, he was shot in a confrontation. Killed, 27 years old. The Myra Rodriguez, who is a San Bernardino County's public information officer, said before the shooting, Ikaguchi's family reported him missing, though details regarding that report weren't available. She also discussed Ikaguchi's social media activity and said the 27-year-old had made statements criticizing the LGBTQ plus community on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Gab. The content of Ikaguchi's social media posts contained posts critical of the LGBTQ plus community. Rodriguez said that Ikaguchi would also repost videos associated with anti-law enforcement content. During the shooting, Ikaguchi was armed with a handgun and refused orders to drop the weapon. According to investigators, that weapon was not registered in the state of California, according to Rodriguez. We believe he has no firearms registered to him in the state of California. Based on the investigation, we believe Ikaguchi has not applied for a weapon. The suspect made disparaging remarks again about this this store that they ran near Lake Arrowhead, and the entire thing is tremendously sad. With a pension for longevity, I have been married to the same man for 28 years. And I'm the mother of a blended family of nine children, the youngest being identical twin girls. That's what Carlton had on her website. The Lake Arrowhead LGBTQ community organization posted a message on the Facebook page honoring Carlton, who went by Lori, and describing her as a strong supporter of LGBTQ rights. And there are a number of Hollywood people who had worked with her in various capacities and who are honoring this woman who was killed. But isn't it horrifying on something as trivial as that? Somebody is flying a flag, a rainbow flag, in front of her store, which she has established and she owns, and dies for it? I mean, really? Have we come to that in our country? And in the past, according to actress Bridget Everett, who the HBO Max dramedy Somebody Somewhere, she mourned Carlton in a post on Instagram. She said, in the past, when somebody took down her flag or vandalized it, she'd put up another one. The last time I saw Lori was, oddly enough, at Lake Arrowhead Pride, both in the parade and then at a party. All that anti-LGBTQ rhetoric has a price, and now Lori's husband, Bort, her daughters, friends, and community are devastated. And for what? For what, indeed? Coming up, there's this a long piece, and it's very substantive. It's in the Washington Post. It's by Dan Baltz and Clara Ensa-Morse. And the headline is, American Democracy is Cracking. These forces help explain why. And they write there that faced with big and challenging problems, climate, immigration, inequality, guns, debt, and deficits, government and politicians seem incapable of achieving consensus. On each of those issues, the public is split, often bitterly. But on each, there are also areas of agreement. What's broken is the will of those in power to see past the divisions enough to reach compromise. The January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol is both an extreme emblem of what happens when democracy stops functioning, as it should, and the result of relentless attacks by former President Trump on the legitimacy of the election process based on lies and distortions, a continuing threat to U.S. democracy. In more routine ways, the political system feeds frustration and discontent with its incapacity to respond to the public's needs. There is little on the horizon to suggest solutions. The newer element, which has gathered strength in recent decades, and what they're talking about is this newer element driving the country apart, is the deepening polarization of the political system. Various factors have caused this. Shifts within the two parties that have enlarged the ideological gap between them, and geographic sorting that has widened the differences between red and blue states, a growing urban-rural divide, and greater hostility among individuals toward political opponents. The result is that today, a minority of the population can exercise outside influence on policies and leadership, leading many Americans increasingly to feel that the government is a captive of minority rule. Do you believe that? Is that a problem that we have to confront? And then they bring up what is a striking, it's more than a coincidence, they bring up the fact that twice in the past two decades, the president was elected while losing the popular vote, George W. Bush in 2000 and Trump in 2016. That had happened only three times in the previous 200 years. The dynamic extends beyond the presidency to all the other branches of government. Is the government now controlled by a small group of people? Call them elites, call them whatever you want. But has the democratic rule reflecting the will of the American majority been frustrated and thwarted and blocked? We will get to that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.